每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
1月22日，上帝的模式。我们遵守上帝的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。约翰一书5章3节。很多人认为圣经中的诫命是一个消极的不可为清单，都是他们不应该做的。其实上帝是期望人类在这个世界活出他的生命，实现他起初设计的美好蓝图。就像一位好的父母一定会倾心养育孩子，使他们获得成功的人生。上帝也指导每一个人和他建立好的关系，和其他人建立好的关系，在这个世界有所担当。就好像上帝看到他的孩子们不知道如何搭建乐高积木中有史以来最酷的阿尔法火箭基地。上帝不想破坏了创造人类的整个计划，所以他给了他的子民一本人生指南手册，使他们可以遵循。而这些诫命对于那些悖逆上帝的人更显得严厉。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，叫我喜爱你的命令，当我跟随你的脚步，你的灵就帮助我得到自由和能力，使这个世界成为你所创造的样子。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
January 22nd, God's Patterns. Loving God means keeping His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5, verse 3.Many people look at the commandments in the Bible as a negative list of don'ts, what they're not supposed to do. But God's patterns are more about living according to His original blueprint for life on this earth. Like a good parent trying to raise children for successful living, God's instructions provide the right framework for relationship with Him, relationship with others, and responsibility on earth.It's as if God noticed his kids couldn't figure out how to build the coolest Lego set ever. Number 483, Alpha 1, Rocket Base for those classic space Lego fans out there. God didn't want to derail the whole creative experiment called humanity, so he gave his children an instruction manual by which they were to live. And these commands are only tough for those who struggle with God.Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to love your commands As I follow your ways, your spirit will help me become more free to make this world the place you created it to be. In your name, Amen.